Chapter 24. Theo could have made a decent living as a cab driver, Foggy decided, watching his brother load Matt's suitcase into the trunk beside Foggy's own, which Theo had made him put in the car himself. He supposed that was his older brother's way of practicing his authority. That was fine. Theo's delight at seeing Matt again was perfectly apparent, and he gave Foggy a smirk that made him roll his eyes as his brother slammed the trunk shut. Theo seemed to think that inviting Matt to Uncle Timmy and Aunt Jeannie's was some kind of romantic gesture. It wasn't. A lot could happen in 3 months, of course, but asking Matt out wasn't the plan. Or so Foggy tried to tell himself as he climbed into the back seat with Matt, who folded up his cane and set it between them on the seat. Matt's hand rested on the cane for a moment, and Foggy stared at him longingly, before quickly glancing out the window. Theo put the car in gear and switched the radio on, and Foggy sighed in relief as they left Columbia behind. He watched familiar buildings flash by, resting his chin on his hand as he gazed out at the busy streets of New York. He frowned as they passed St. John's Cathedral, remembering the stranger from the night before who had approached Matt at the bar. He glanced back at his roommate, his frown deepening when he noticed how pale he was, and the way Matt shuddered and grimaced when Theo took the next corner a little more sharply than was strictly necessary. He looked like he was going to be sick. Foggy leaned towards him anxiously, keeping his voice low. "Hey, are you okay?" Foggy murmured, looking at him worriedly. "I'm just a little nauseous," Matt said, with a brave attempt at a smile. Foggy glanced at the front seat, his eyes meeting Theo's in the rearview mirror. Theo wore an expression that said quite plainly, "If your roommate throws up in this car, you'll be scrubbing it clean with your toothbrush." Foggy searched the floor at his feet in vain for a paper bag or bucket, but finding only a can of peas that must have fallen out of a shopping bag at some point, he decided that the best course of action was to try and stop Matt from reaching the point of projectile vomiting. "Do you need Theo to pull over? You could sit in the front seat," Foggy suggested, but Matt shook his head. "It won't help," he mumbled uncomfortably, curling an arm over his stomach. "Okay, can I do anything?" Foggy asked, wishing he knew how to help him. "Just talk to me. I need a distraction. Tell me what we're driving past," Matt pleaded, his voice strained. Foggy bit his lip but nodded, very conscious of Theo listening to every word that passed between them. He cleared his throat and leaned towards the front seat, keeping his eyes forward and trying to pick out the nearest landmark to describe to Matt. Shop fronts flashed past too quickly for him to identify them, and he looked quickly left and right, finding something to describe for his roommate at last. "Okay, there's a basketball court on your left. There's a couple of guys playing one-on-one. One's wearing a yellow shirt, and the other one just tripped over his own feet," Foggy said, struggling not to laugh as they drove past. "Oh, and there's a daycare center on your right." "That Foggy escaped from," Theo put in from the front seat as Foggy rolled his eyes. "Like a badass," he added, as Theo gave an undignified snort. "Like an idiot," his brother corrected him. Foggy bit back a grin and shook his head at his brother. If that was the worst story Theo related to Matt, he would get out of summer break with his dignity intact. Theo had plenty of dirt on him, as did Candace. He glanced at Matt, noting the slight curve of his lips. "Oh God," Foggy thought. Matt was enjoying his mild embarrassment. That was just perfect. "You escaped from daycare?" Matt said, his tone incredulous. "It's not prison, Matt," Foggy scoffed, rolling his eyes, deciding not to go into detail about the abandonment issues behind that particular story and his non-existent relationship with his birth mother. "Why did you?" Matt asked, his words trailing off. "I hated finger painting," Foggy lied, as Matt gave a low, amused chuckle. That soft sound was almost worth the embarrassment, making his cheeks flush. Foggy quickly looked out the window again, ignoring the grin Theo flashed at him. He was going to get him back for any humiliation suffered this summer, he decided. God help Theo Nelson if he ever brought someone he liked home to meet the family. There's a playground coming up on your left, Matt. There's a couple kids kicking a soccer ball around on the oval behind it, Foggy announced, relieved to have something else to focus on. Oh, and there's a hair salon on your right. Where Foggy is getting his haircut for graduation, Theo declared, making Foggy's head whip around. What? No, I'm not, he exclaimed, staring at his brother in disbelief. Theo just smirked at him and adjusted the volume on the radio, turning it down. Foggy knew what that meant. The teasing was just beginning. He was thankful that Theo would be driving Uncle Timmy and Aunt Jeannie to the airport after lunch. After that, he'd have Matt to himself and get a chance to undo any damage his brother caused with his repertoire of embarrassing stories. It's either going to be the hairdresser or Mom with the kitchen scissors. Your choice, Fog. You're getting your hair cut before you finish at Columbia. Mom's orders, Theo said as Foggy stifled a groan. I still have 2 years left, he argued, tucking a long strand of hair behind his ear, dreading the thought of his mother cutting it short with the kitchen scissors. That's what you think, Foggy muttered, in a smug tone that told Foggy his mother was going to get her way when it came to his hair being trimmed. He slouched in his seat and glared at Theo as he ran a rueful hand over his head of long hair. Maybe it wouldn't be the worst idea in the world, he decided with a sigh. He'd thought about having his hair cut in recent months. He'd almost asked Marcy to do it for him when he'd gone back to Columbia after spring break, but he'd changed his mind. Maybe it was time to revisit that idea. She'd probably cut it more nicely than his mom would. We're coming up on my dad's butcher shop now, on your left, Matt, Theo announced, taking over the running commentary when Foggy stalled. The house where you and Foggy will be staying at is just up the block from the shop. There's a big parking garage opposite it. Thanks, Theo, Matt said, flashing him a grateful smile as Theo pulled the car into the driveway. We're here, Matt, Foggy declared, and his roommate nodded, reaching instinctively for the cane. He was out of the car before Foggy could even blink, evidently keen to breathe fresh air. Foggy followed more slowly, frowning slightly as he unfastened his seatbelt and climbed out of the car, shutting the door behind him. Theo popped the trunk and retrieved both suitcases, likely to earn a few points with Aunt Jeannie in Foggy's opinion. Do you need any help, Matt? Theo asked, as Matt's cane unfolded and snapped together with a series of sharp clicks. No, I've got it. Thanks, though, Matt said with a small smile. It's two stories. Just turn right up the stairs here, Foggy instructed, doing his best to guide Matt as they approached the house. Now turn left. There's a few more stairs. Left again, Matt. Stop. Here's good. This door will take us through to the living room and the bedrooms, which are on your left as you walk in. You can have whichever one you want. The kitchen, laundry, and bathroom are downstairs, and there's a bigger family room down there and a patio out the back with a big undercover garden. I can show you later. Sure, Foggy. Thanks, Matt said, as Foggy opened the door and let him step inside first. The living room was mercifully quiet and empty, but Foggy didn't expect that to last long. Within moments, footsteps sounded on the carpeted stairs that led down into the lower level. Aunt Jeannie appeared and immediately wrapped both him and Matt in hugs. Uncle Timmy followed her into the room, and behind him was Theo dragging the suitcases. A round of handshakes and rapid-fire questions followed. Matt seemed to withdraw into himself a little bit, offering polite responses and small smiles, but his heart wasn't in it, and Foggy suspected he was still feeling a little off after the car trip. He seized quickly on Aunt Jeannie's offer of coffee and cookies and led Matt downstairs into the family room. His roommate seated himself at the old piano, probably thinking that if he was out of the way, his aunt and uncle wouldn't ask him any more questions. Unlikely, since he was a guest in their home. Foggy applauded Matt's effort to be inconspicuous. "Are you feeling any better?" he asked, joining him on the piano bench and sitting shoulder to shoulder with him. "A little bit, yeah," Matt mumbled self-consciously. "Good," Foggy said. Smiling gratefully at Aunt Genia, she set a plate of cookies on top of the piano for him and Matt to share. She busied herself in the kitchen after that, putting on a pot of strong coffee, while Theo and Uncle Timmy had a lengthy discussion about how to boost sales at the butcher shop and ease some of the financial pressure at the moment. Foggy couldn't see any way out of it. It had always been hard to keep the business afloat. Maybe it always would be. He sighed as that glum thought settled over him. "You know, if you're blind and you're sitting at a piano, everyone thinks you're Ray Charles," Matt informed him, and Foggy studied his expression, surprised to find genuine amusement in the curve of Matt's lips. "Are they looking at me?" "Yeah," Foggy muttered, glancing over his shoulder and noting that his brother and uncle were indeed looking at Matt expectantly. "Waiting to be dazzled by my musical skills?" Matt asked with such a wry smile that Foggy smiled gently too. "Probably," he agreed, as Aunt Jeannie started setting cups of coffee on the table. Foggy stayed where he was, though. Not even potato chip cookies could tempt him away from Matt. His roommate seemed strangely nostalgic as his fingers lightly brushed the black and white keys. Not playing anything, just touching them, with a kind of sweet reverence. As if he knew some secret the piano held, as if he'd heard all the songs it had ever or would ever play. "Do you think I'm Ray Charles, Foggy?" Matt asked with a very telling smirk. "No," Foggy replied, fighting back a grin. "Stevie Wonder, then," Matt suggested, nudging him playfully. "No," Foggy repeated, shaking his head. "Why not?" Matt asked, the corners of his mouth twitching. Foggy didn't answer right away. His smile flickered as he noted Matt's carefully neutral tone and the way his head was tilted just slightly towards him, listening intently to his heartbeat or something else. He wasn't fooled by Matt's deceptively relaxed demeanor. Matt was testing the waters, searching out any lingering inaccuracies about his blindness that Foggy held true, the fabled musical mastery of the blind not being one of them. "I know you're not some kind of blind musical prodigy, Matt," Foggy said, keeping his voice low, fully aware of his family watching them. "How do you know I'm not?" Matt asked, a challenge in his tone. "I've heard you sing in the shower," Foggy admitted with a grimace, but Matt just laughed. "Thanks, Foggy, I needed that," Matt said with a broad smile. "So show us what you've got, Ray Charles," Foggy muttered, grinning at him. Matt gave a low chuckle, proceeding to play Three Blind Mice with such amusement that Foggy choked back a laugh and elbowed him in the ribs. Matt's sense of humor was decidedly twisted, but Foggy couldn't bring himself to reproach him for it. Knowing that Matt was able to laugh at himself reassured him. Matt had been so brooding and serious lately. He rather liked this lighter side of him. "Seriously, what can you play?" Foggy asked, a laugh escaping with his words. "Bits and pieces of old hymns," Matt answered with a little shrug, ignoring Aunt Jeannie when she reminded them that the coffee was getting cold. "Like what?" Foggy muttered, ignoring her too. He'd pay for that later when his mother found out. "Amazing Grace. It was always... my dad liked that one. But with bagpipes," Matt added with a grimace, wrinkling his nose. His glasses slid down his face then, and instead of adjusting them like he usually did, Matt just took them off and set them on top of the piano next to the plate of cookies Foggy hadn't touched. His eyes were so deep and dark. Foggy could have drowned so easily in their depths. But he reminded himself of what Matt had said about people staring at his eyes, and glanced at the piano instead. "You don't like bagpipes?" Foggy asked, tapping idly at a white key. "The noise of those pipes when you can hear like I can? Yeah, I hate them," Matt admitted, with such vehemence that Foggy grinned. "Fair enough. Play me something," he requested, sitting up properly. Matt nodded, beginning the opening chords to Amazing Grace. He leaned closer as he played, beginning to sing in a low murmur that was just for Foggy's ears. That sweet little tenor was everything. Foggy melted into Matt's voice, less than perfect as it might be. But Matt didn't even make it through the first verse. He chuckled his way through, "Was blind, but now I see," before bursting into hysterical laughter, unable to continue playing with any kind of focus. "I'm sorry," Matt said, his grin indicating that he wasn't. "I can never get past that part. Feel free to send me to do the washing up." "Why would I?" Foggy asked, shaking his head at him. "The nuns used to," Matt admitted, shrugging his shoulders. "There are just so many hymns that reference being blind. It's supposed to be poetic or something. Anyway, whenever I laughed about it, they'd tell me off for not being spiritually minded and send me down to Sister Maggie to wash all the copper pots." "How often did that happen?" Foggy asked, thrown by this unexpected insight into Matt's past. He studied his roommate closely, noting that wasn't bitterness he was hearing in Matt's tone, but amusement. He could see the truth revealed between the usual layers of politeness. Matt Murdock was a little shit when he wanted to be. Evidently, he wasn't the first to realize that. He half hoped that he got a chance to meet this Sister Maggie one day. She could certainly offer some interesting insight into what Matt had been like as a child. "It happened less over time," Matt muttered, offering Theo a smile when he came up to the piano to pinch a cookie from the plate, earning a glare from Foggy. They stopped picking songs for Mass that mentioned blindness after a while, once Father Lantum clued into the fact that I wasn't going to change. He figured if he avoided mentioning blindness at all, I'd actually put my focus where it was supposed to be. "And did that work?" Foggy asked, as Theo returned to the couch, where Aunt Jeannie and Uncle Timmy were paging through a photo album from their first honeymoon years ago. "Nah, it took all the fun out of it," Matt admitted with a grin. "Do you play, Fog?" "Only a little I learned in school. Ode to Joy and Fear Elise," Foggy said with a little shrug. "Play for me?" Matt requested, in such a pleading tone that Foggy couldn't have possibly refused. A strange, peaceful look crossed Matt's face as Foggy plunked away at the keys in his less than perfect, but technically correct way. Matt's hand covered his as he fumbled over a chord progression, bringing the music to a sudden halt. Foggy didn't care that his aunt and uncle were watching them, or that Theo would tease him about it later. He found himself completely unable to breathe when he registered the tenderness in Matt's expression. His roommate leaned in, his lips parted, his intention clear, and Foggy closed his eyes as Matt pressed a sweet, tentative kiss to his lips that made his heart soar. "Finally," was all he could think as he melted into the addictive heat of Matt's mouth for the very first time. End chapter 24.